Toni Morrison is one of our truly essential writers, one of the few Americans to win the Nobel Prize in Literature. She remains the only Black woman to do so. Her books are taught in classrooms across the country, but they are also challenged by book bans across numerous schools and communities. Toni Morrison remains central to nearly every American conversation, which is why Vintage Publishing has decided that it was time to give her books a fresh look for a new generation of readers, accompanied by new introductions from some of the best writers at work today, including Jesmyn Ward, Jacqueline Woodson, Honoré Jeffers, Tyeri Jones, Tommy Orange, Amani Perry, and Sasha Bonet, just to name a few. Honoré Jeffers joins us on the roundtable this morning to talk about the stunning new edition of Beloved, which features an introduction by Honoré, author of the award-winning and the New York Times bestselling The Love Songs of W.E.B. Du Bois. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Honoré Jeffers to the roundtable this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is so cool that you have taken part in writing the introduction to one of Toni Morrison's books as these classics are being reissued by the publisher. You are writing the introduction and have written the introduction to Beloved. I am thinking that is a daunting task. Was it a daunting task for you to think about it?
Definitely, because Toni Morrison is worshipped in many literary communities, but especially the Black literary community. And Beloved is, I think, there's the Bible and then there's Beloved. And so I was really frightened, but they asked and I was really scared, but I wasn't going to turn it down. So I did my best.
You write in the introduction, Lord, in this time of national upheaval and historical erasure, I'm sorely missing Toni Morrison. I have her words, but I'm missing her physical presence, the seemingly effortless wisdom she provided us, the tender quiet of her voice spoken as a mother to a child clutching the hem of her dress. So yes, we have those words, but in the case of Beloved, those words still mean so much to us now, don't they?
I think so. And I do think that one of the reasons probably I was asked to write the introduction to Beloved is that I have spent over 30 years in the archives, and this novel is based upon an actual piece of history, the story of Margaret Garner, although Professor Morrison took a tangent away from that, departed away from it. And so for me, it's very important that Beloved tends ancestral altars, African-American ancestral altars, and it stands as a beacon to American history. And for those of us who follow in her footsteps, we can't ever equal her. I always tell people when they compare my work to hers, I always ask them not to do that because the daughter can never equal the mother. but I tend those ancestral altars, and other African-American writers do that. And she really held up the beacon for that, as others held up the beacon for her.
You make the point that much of the novel occurs in flashback. And as you said just a moment ago, it does depart from the original history of Garner's life, 2.5 decades before the events of the novel. But with that said, it is the, we understand and we look at it as a way to almost better understand what Margaret Garner was going through and the story that was happening and unfolding.
Yes, and I think, you know, what's interesting to me as I go back and I, because whenever someone asks me to do an occasional piece of writing, I always go down the rabbit hole. I do research. You know, that's just always been my way, but especially now. And as I was reading reviews, you know, of the contemporary reviews of Beloved in, you know, in the time that it was published, and, you know, folks were calling it a ghost story and, you know, different things like that. And I think that what, I mean, I wouldn't dare to try to speak for Professor Morrison, but I heard one of her interviews, I think it was with Terry Gross, but I'm not sure. And she talked about the fact that history is always with us. And so I think that that's one of the things that I gleaned from the novel. The first time it took me 10 false starts to read it, as I say in the introduction. And then now that I've been with the novel for so long, I've read it 7, you know, times in its entirety. And one of the things that always is impressed upon me is that history is still with us. And so when you look at the ghost who comes to life in the novel, that's really what it is. It's history. It's not only Stetha's personal history, the protagonist of the novel, but it is American history, that it is always with us, and it can torment us if it is not dealt with. And I think about what's happening right now in this country. We see the rise of white supremacy. We see the rise of the hatred of non-white people. We see mothers literally being separated from their children wrenched from their arms. This is a reoccurrence of what happened with African American women during slavery, and also Native American women whose children were taken from them and placed in those horrific boarding schools. What a name, you know, boarding schools evokes a far different image than what actually happened. And so I think that's why the novel is still so evocative.
You mentioned this and you write about it in the introduction, but this confession that you have of that it took you many false starts to make it through Beloved. Do you know why that was? I mean, at one point you say I should have chronicled it a bit as to what it was, but of finishing the novel of and as you ask in the piece, why couldn't I understand what others had?
You know, I think that there are certain novels, and I love a range of work. I recently just retired from university teaching, and I would tell my students, you know, I like a lot of different literature. And so, you know, I would never say about anyone else or myself, I just wasn't smart enough, or you have to be smart enough to read Beloved. I do think that the novel requires empathy and an emotional intelligence and a willingness. You know, some people teach Beloved in creative writing classes, but I would never try to do that because there's only one way that Toni Morrison writes, and that's the Morrison way, you know. And so I think it took me so long because I was really trying to approach the novel the way that I had other works. And I'd been pretty arrogant about my intellect. And so I thought, of course, you know, I'm super smart. But I think it requires more than intellect. And when I finally finished it, what I did was I just let the language lead me. I just let the language lead me. And I didn't necessarily try to understand everything. You know, I'm trying to get back my French right now. And that's what I've learned, that when you enter a foreign space with a language, and for many people, Morrison's space is foreign, even if they are American. You know, they've never encountered, you know, and we will never encounter her like again. She was a once in millennia talent. But what I do when I'm trying to read something French, you know, in the French language, I don't try to understand every single word. And sometimes I let the language pull me along until I can understand the context. And that's what happened. I let the language lead me. And then once I finished, I got to that part, which I won't spoil it for people, but there's a beautiful moment, a beautiful romantic moment that I wanted to read immediately. I turned to the first page and I started again. And then I let the language lead me again. And then now, every time I read it, I read it anew, and there's something that I see. As I age and as I mature, and I think that's what makes literature great. You don't just read it once, you return to it so you can learn something and you can become more human and, you know, a better human being. I think that's what it's all about with literature.
You write, Morrison never told us the depth of her pain in writing this novel, but now I'm wise enough to be grateful for not only the ancestors' sacrifice, but also for Toni Morrison's in offering us this novel. Do you feel that you've ever come close to that sacrifice in your writing?
Oh, most definitely. And I think that, you know, you know, people, which they're being really nice, say, oh, this reminds me of Toni Morrison, you know, and I say, well, our instruments are very different. But what I will agree to is the fact that I couldn't have written my fifth book of poetry, which imagines the life and times of Phyllis Wheatley Peters. We now call her Phyllis Wheatley Peters, in part because of a 10-year campaign of mine. And I had to immerse myself in early American history, which necessitates immersing yourself in the transatlantic slave trade, the history, the journals, the sort of matter-of-fact language of the newspaper articles, when you know that what they're doing is they are traumatizing human beings. And I was writing The Age of Phyllis at the same time that I was writing my first novel, The Love Songs of W.E.B. Du Bois. So I published The Age of Phyllis in March 2020, and The Love Songs of W.B. Du Bois came out in August 2021. And I spent over a decade on both of those books, and it was a harrowing time. It was a harrowing time. But you have to travel those places if you want to translate the lives of those people. And I would always say to myself, and I wondered, did Professor Morrison say that to herself when she was writing Beloved? I always say, if they could go through it, I can read and write about it. Because that is nothing compared to the real horrors that they experienced. But I also try, as Professor Morrison does, to communicate that there is always joy in the midst of sorrow. Black people love their children. They loved each other. They love their communities. They love the land, even if they were forced to work the land. The landscape was beautiful. There's always moments of beauty. And that's what, even though it is a very difficult novel to read emotionally, Beloved brings that joy and brings that love to the foreground from the very beginning. You know, we get Paul D arriving, and then we get Baby Suggs. And so those memories are of love.
Honoré Jeffers has written a new introduction to a new collection of Toni Morrison's classics. They're being republished with new introductions. And Beloved is absolutely beautiful. You join such writers as Jacqueline Woodson and Jesmyn Ward, who are also doing introductions for these incredible novels that are being released. And it's a beautiful introduction, and it sets up reading the novel just in such a gorgeous fashion. Honoré, thank you so much for being with us. I so appreciate it, and thank you for taking the time.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate you.
Be well. Thank you. Honoré Jeffers has written the new introduction to Beloved. Song of Solomon has a new introduction by Tyeri Jones. The Bluest Eye has a new introduction by Jacqueline Woodson. And Sula, with a new introduction by Jesmyn Ward, are all out this month. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.